Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:46, 14 before 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanks for getting your Tuesday morning started with us. First official day of summer, the longest day of the year. The sun's going to go down at 8:14, I think it is. I had made a note of this just to share it in case it should come along. 8:04 tonight, so be aware of that and take the necessary precautions. Pat Connick joins us now, Louisiana State Senator, to talk about that troubled Bridge City Youth Center. Good morning, Di. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. This thing has seemed to get exponentially worse. But for you and a lot of others, I don't know if the problems would have been exposed. What kind of movement is being made, Pat, in order to make this better for the people that live there and protect them?
I see some improvement, or at least some promises to improve, and some action. You know, I got to thank Dino Bonato and the Jefferson Parish Council for pushing the issue also on their side. In Baton Rouge, we have the local reps, Kyle Green and Joe Marino and myself are pushing the governor, and they're responding thus far. The event happened last Thursday was just unacceptable, and it's enough's enough. And the governor's had met with us, and he's taken action to try to improve the situation, short-term and long-term.
What are some of the things that could be done short-term, Pat?
Short-term, on Friday night, he sent over the state police to guard the perimeter of the facility. That's going to keep, from here on out, that's going to happen, was the promise. And then they sent in guards from the Department of Corrections. And these are real guards. They know how to take care of uprisings or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And they have eight of them, I'm told, in the facility at night walking the grounds. And they never had that before. And that's a good thing that the neighborhood folks needed and the parish needed and those kids needed and the staff, especially the staff.
Where'd the money come from this? Was this budgeted already or is the governor moving some stuff around?
I mean, as you know, we have a flush year with revenue. We have the ability to fund these. It's just the staffing issue is the short-term problem. But, with the incentive pay, folks are coming in to take care of the problem. Also, the governor will be met with him, talked about there's a place in Baker, Louisiana. It's now a women's prison, but there's a wing that can be converted into a dorm for juveniles, and that's what's being worked on now. That's going to take 3 months to accomplish. They're going to have dormitory-style facilities during the day, and at night, each of the inmates will have a room to go into to be locked in. You know, right now at Bridge City, it's all dormitory-style way. You know, it's set up as a dormitory-style, and it just causes trouble with the kids can attack each other or fight or do planned escapes. That won't happen in Jensen, and so at least 30 of the worst offenders will be sent in over to Baton Rouge in about 3 months.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my mind around what's going on there now. So it's a dormitory setting. You got 12-year-olds and the pictures that were taken after the escape attempt last Thursday, I think it was, right, highlighted that, where you got it's like high school where you go from, eighth-grade kids all the way up to grown men, except these are criminals and some violent criminals. In a dormitory at night, now we have Department of Correction guards. They didn't have that before. So what was the situation there before that? There was no supervision at night in a dorm?
There was supervision, but it was usually a lady, a woman guarding these folks. And because of that, not that they're women, but just they didn't. You have these punks being able to escape through through a ceiling and out over the fences, and there was nobody there to stop them. There's no way a woman is going to, be able to stop 12 juveniles who are hell-bent on getting out.
Or me, neither, for that matter. Dino said he's a big guy. Even he couldn't do it. What about this facility long term in the future? Are there plans to close it eventually, or is it going to stay open? What's happening there?
Our push is to close and find a new location to build it. We have budgeted in this year's budget, you know, $55 million to build a new juvenile facility in this area. We have to talk to the local officials in Jefferson Parish, in Orleans Parish, and try to find a location where it needs to be built. We did this in two other locations around the state. This is Bridge City is the third one to be planned, and that's what's going to happen. It's just finding a location. So,
and this is a problem. This is a problem statewide, and I know you told us about Senator Heather Cloud, and we spoke to her a couple of times. Did legislation pass that will address this statewide in the future, Pat?
Not. You know, we pushed some legislation, some passed, some didn't get through the system. You know, but we need to find a way to segregate the young juvenile offenders from the adult juvenile offenders. There's so much of that going on that we did do some laws that will allow the judge to, you know, consider should they be tried as an adult, should they be tried as a juvenile. So there's a lot of moving parts to this problem. But the state is spending a huge amount of resources. I mean, just for one facility is going to be over $55 million to control this problem. But we are committed to doing it, and we have the resources to do it, and we're going to make sure that the governor and the Department of Corrections and Office of Juvenile Justice Centers does it.
For the people that live there, do you have any at all way to give a timeline on when that whole facility could be shut down?
I do not. I just know that the facility in Baton Rouge that will house the violent offenders will be ready in 3 months, around 3 months. But they did take the ones that caused the trouble over the last few months and moved them out of the Bridge City facility. So they don't have that influence over these younger kids anymore. So we'll see what, you know, we may be back tomorrow talking about this or the next, you know, next week, Tommy. But right now there is some movement to try to make to improve things.
You can only do what you can do. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate your time. Louisiana State Senator Pat Connick. 8:54, time for traffic on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.